We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello there, and welcome to Inside Rutgers Athletics, The Roundtable, a podcast breaking down every bit of info on Rutgers Athletics. On the banks of the old Raritan, our Big Ten programs are rising up to the challenge and delivering with historic accomplishments. We'll take you behind the scenes as to how each program has found success and what is being done to build upon it season after season. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy this edition of Inside Rutgers Athletics, The Roundtable. This episode is sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health, a leading academic healthcare system based here in the Garden State. Welcome aboard to Inside Rutgers Athletics, the Roundtable Podcast. With Christian Vasquez, I'm Alex Carbonati. Thanks so much for joining us this week on the edition of Inside Rutgers Athletics, the Roundtable. Christian, great to have you with me again. And this week, we'll open up with Rutgers women's basketball. Skull Knights, the 11th seed in this year's Big Ten tournament out in Minnesota. They'll be playing Northwestern, who's number 14 in the tournament. An interesting season for Rutgers women's basketball. Only 8 players on the roster. First-year head coach Coquise Washington comes back to the Big Ten after being a coach at Penn State for several years. She was 3-time Coach of the Year with her run in state college. Now she comes to Rutgers, and even though the team lost more games than one, they had 5 very impressive Big Ten wins. They're number 11 in the Big Ten tournament. They'll be playing on Wednesday versus Northwestern to kick off the tournament. A lot of improvements, a lot to still work on, but the regular season has ended. What can we conclude for this team so far as the regular season's over and the postseason is right around the corner?
Yeah, I think in a rebuild season, this is not... the best you could ask for. You know, they already surpassed the win total in the Big Ten play that the team had last year, and they had a full-blown roster last year, and they only got 3 wins this year with the 5 with that 8-woman roster. You know, they've been able to compete with a lot of teams as well, have some great competition in the Big Ten, you know, with top 6 teams are all ranked in the top 25. This is a very competitive Big Ten conference. So, you know, for them to be able to compete in a lot of games and get some wins, it's a telling of the coaching of Coquise Washington and the tenacity of the team overall.
You look at this team this year, and all that is on spot. And this team this year went 11-19, and they won 5 games of Big Ten action. Their last win of the regular season, their last Big Ten win, was against Northwestern on February 15th, 62-48 back at Jersey Mike's Arena. Now, you know, Rutgers won the 5 games in Big Ten play, like we mentioned, but they did drop 5 of their last 7 to really tough teams in Michigan, Illinois, Purdue, Iowa on the road out in, Iowa City. They had some tough losses towards the end of the regular campaign, but throughout the Big Ten action, too, a big win versus Minnesota in Minneapolis, a big win versus Nebraska to kick off Big Ten action. He had a very nice OT win versus Penn State to end January, a nice win versus Wisconsin on the play for K-Day on February 5th, and then, of course, the Northwestern win we talked about already. This team picked up five very impressive wins in conference play, mainly thanks to their star-studded freshman, Kaylene Smichel, who has been absolutely tearing off the wall for Rutgers this year in her first season on the Banks. And Smichel, she's won Big Ten Freshman of the Week four separate times already this season. And for Kaylene Smichel, just an incredible, incredible start to her young career at Rutgers. She already, Christian, has 500-plus points scored in one season, her opening season here for Rutgers University. And throughout this regular campaign, 30 games played, 17 started, averaging 30 minutes in each matchup, and she averaged 17.5 points a game. She had 64 steals on the season, 23 blocks. She led the team in steals. She's tied for first with Cassandra Brown for blocks with 23. And also for Kaylene Smichel, averaging 4.5 rebounds a game, had 50 assists on the 2022-2023 regular season. So we look at Kaylene Smichel. She's been the main picture and player for this team. How has she been able to do it in only one season so far to kick off her Rutgers career?
You know, that's just I think it's with coaching as well. You know, she's been able to go from that high school game, which, you know, at a much different pace than that, scoring wise, defensively, than the college game as well, especially in the conference like the Big Ten. She's been able to adjust. You know, in the beginning of the season, she wasn't starting for the team, would come off the bench and be a leading scorer for Rutgers. But once she started playing at the Classic in the Bahamas, she was able to, you know, be this leading scorer for Rutgers, take a starting role, and been able to be one of the best freshmen, if not the best freshman in the Big Ten. She's had 13 games with 20 plus points this year, and even more than that, she's had plenty more games with just double digits overall, probably about 20 or so, which is just an immense number for a freshman. Like you mentioned, she's had close to 500 points in her first season here on the Banks, and it's only going to get better, especially with that relationship with her and Coquise Washington. This is going to be a tremendous player for Rutgers and a new mainstay here on the Banks.
No, for sure. Again, a first-year head coach, a first-year player, bonding together as a 1-2 punch, and it says a lot about the chemistry this team has had, even though they only have eight players and they're losing more games than winning. Kaylene Smichel has been such a bright spark, and Coach Washington, the way that she was able to bring her in here and build this team to where it's at right now, very impressive stuff for Coach Coquise Washington in her first season on the Banks. One more quick thing about Smichel, these games she's played, 25 of 30, she scored over 10. Only one game in Big Ten action where she had less than 10 points. That was a 9-point affair in a loss to Purdue. In every other game, she's had over 10. And in wins, in losses, she's putting up double digits in remarkable fashion. In a loss to Michigan State, Christian, she put up 27 points. In a win versus Northwestern, 21 points. Wins versus Nebraska and Minnesota, 20 each. Maryland, loss, 21 points. Indiana, a loss by over 20 points out in Bloomington, she had 25. And in the loss to Iowa, that was 111-57. Kaylene Smichel put up 28 points against Caitlin Clark and company out in the Midwest. Also, what happened versus Maryland, when they lost to Maryland at home, Smichel had a season-high 29 points to kick off the 2023 portion of the season. So we look at her as well, and being able to score these points 10, 15, 20 easily for Kaylene Smichel, it's so automatic, it's beyond impressive how a freshman has been the main piece of this entire offense for a team that is rebuilding, but a rebuilding and retooling pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is the piece that you want to come in to your, you know, college and be able to put up points like this. That attracts a lot of people to want to come and play with a player like that. You know, she assists the ball, she can score the ball, she's good at defense, she's good at everything essentially. She's, you know, the leading scorer of this team for a reason. She can do it all, you know, and with more people coming in, hopefully in the next class, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to want to play with Kaylene Smichel and under Coach Washington.
No, sure, and, you know, before we touch more on Coach Washington, there's been so many key players besides Kaylene Smichel on this eight-woman roster, and, you know, we look at a player like Antonia Bates, who's been such a solid defensive piece, also a freshman, by the way, from Eastern Pennsylvania. She's been filling in on the defensive side of the ball with stars like China Cornwell, Awa Sidibe. Kai Carter's had a lot of success this season, mainly on offense, but her defense has been showing too. You know, you've got some key players and some bigger bodies like Cassandra Brown on this squad that are able to get big rebounds, score big buckets, create offense alongside with Smichael, but also shut down opposing teams with the defense of Bates and company. So how much are we really seeing a 1-2 punch on both sides of the ball? And we're seeing this team really rely heavily, not just with Kaylin Smichael, but with another freshman in Antonia Bates to really build up the future of this team.
Yeah, Bates, a great defender, like you mentioned. She's one of the better defenders on the team overall. She's able to steal the ball, able to rebound, able to block. She's got a very long wingspan. She's able to get in there and be taller opposed to a lot of the other girls in the Big Ten Conference. And once she gets her offense going, surely that'll come with time. Obviously, she is a freshman. It does take some time to adjust, but once she gets that going, it's going to be a great team. And, you know, just wonderful stuff from both the freshmen this year. It's crazy how they've developed, especially on an 8-woman roster. There's no time for you not to have to get out there and get put right into the thick of it. You're going to play some significant minutes, and both of these women were able to, you know, take the punches and go through all this Big Ten Conference play and able to develop themselves as players here in college basketball.
And again, you know, Coach Washington, we've talked about her a lot already, but first year, it's very impressive how she's been able to put the team in the spot they're in right now. You know, they most likely will not make the national tournament, but you get 11 wins, another 10-plus win season for Rutgers at least. Coquees Washington in her first year, 11 wins in 30 games for the squad, 5 Big Ten wins. They were in the top 10 category for a good portion of this year. Guarantee Wisconsin beat them out, and Wisconsin now is the 10 seed in the upcoming Big Ten tournament. A lot of important wins and important moments against other Big Ten squads especially. And even in losses, so much promise against teams like Michigan, Indiana, Maryland, Iowa to a certain extent. They lost by a decent amount. For 2-3 quarters, they were playing good basketball. Yeah, they got gassed out because of the lack of players behind the 8-player roster, but they were able to keep things close with a team like Michigan both times. Against Indiana, they lost by over 20, but it was at least under 10 points by the third quarter of action. So, you know, you look at some of these games, Penn State 2, they were down, they came back, they won the game in overtime at home 86-82 after losing by 20 back in December. So, you look at this team, how Coach Washington has been able to coach this team to stay in the game, to not give up, to not, you know, beat yourself down. They're playing hard, smart basketball, and they're giving it their all every single minute out of 40 total. What does that show about the mentality Coquees Washington has brought to this team and the overall poise and promise this team has with her as the bench boss?
Yeah, she's built a great coaching staff there just to be able to get this 8-woman roster to hunker down and be able to, you know, play all those minutes in the game. No player that is on this roster had played probably over average 10 minutes on a significant squad, especially in a big conference like this. These players have never been in this atmosphere. It was very important to get that strength and conditioning up for them to be able to have the build to be able to play 30 minutes a game. You know, Kaylin Smichael is going from playing in high school last year to playing over 30 minutes a game here at Rutgers now. So it tells you that the coaching squad is able to get this team together and be able to work so well together, whether that be off the court and on the court, to be able to get these wins this year.
Now again, they're playing Northwestern. First round will be on March 1st, around maybe 4:30 or so. It's 25 minutes at least after the Penn State-Minnesota game, which will be the first game of the entire Big Ten tournament on March 1st. At around 1:30 or so p.m. So we look at that schedule, and we look at the team Rutgers will play following the first matchup between Penn State and Minnesota. Rutgers gets a good matchup to kick off the tournament, and they beat this Northwestern team a few weeks ago by over 10 points. Now we fast forward all these weeks later. They play Northwestern. The winner plays the Fighting Illini, who Rutgers did lose to end the regular season on Senior Day. What can we expect from this women's team in the Big Ten tournament? How far can they actually go?
Hey, you'd expect them to get a win against Northwestern. You beat them before. Northwestern is the bottom of the table here in the Big Ten Conference. So, you know, that should be a win there. That's slated for 4:30 on BTN. So they should be able to get that game. But, you know, you've played Illinois twice. So that's a team that you have seen two games against. In some games, they were able to keep it close against Illinois earlier on in the season when they played them, had a close game, but played a tough first half. And then in the second half, we're able to, I believe they won both quarters in the second half. So, you know, you play a full game of basketball, that could be a very winnable game for them.
No, for sure indeed. And again, they've played lots of great games. They might have been gassed out towards the end of the contest. But we look at, you know, the way this team has persevered in many ways, whether it be in the middle, the beginning, the end. This team might not be able to play a full 40 minutes every single game, but they've played full 40 minutes many times. That's why they have at least five wins in Big Ten play. More than last year, where they had a full roster one season ago. Rutgers with only eight players is 11-19. They won five games in Big Ten action this year, and they're the 11th seed in the upcoming Big Ten tournament in 2023 out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So with that, we'll step aside. When we return, we'll have some more content for you here on Inside Rutgers Athletics, the Roundtable Podcast. As Rutgers women's basketball gets set for the Big Ten tournament versus Northwestern, the Scarlet Knights on March 1st will do battle with the Wildcats in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rutgers, the 11th seed, faces off versus the 14-seeded Northwestern Wildcats. As Rutgers looks to grab that win, they'll look to kick off the in-conference tournament with a bang on March 1st at around 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Joining me right now to preview the matchup and the tournament is Alec Krafthamel, a play-by-play announcer for WRSU-FM New Brunswick. He'll be in Minneapolis for the game when Rutgers opens up the postseason in the Midwest. Alec, how are you? Thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm well. I'm sure you're doing good, too, as Rutgers is doing battle with Northwestern to kick off the Big Ten tournament. It's in Minneapolis. You'll be on the call for that on March 1st at around 4:30 Eastern time. First off, what do you expect for this team into the postseason, and how can the regular season kind of pave a way of what this team can actually do in the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what they can do. They face a Northwestern team that they already beat early on in the regular season, even though against Northwestern in that matchup a couple of weeks ago, they actually struggled for a large part of the first half before, you know, kind of getting back on their footing and then, you know, later on pulling away in that fourth quarter. So it'd be interesting to see how both teams come out in that rematch matchup, you know, whether who's going to come out strong and who's going to come out slow. And if they can win that game, they'll face an Illinois team that, you know, kind of beat them pretty badly earlier this week. So the first two games of the tournament for Rutgers will be interesting to see a team they have already beaten, a team that they've lost to twice now, in terms of, you know, what they can do.
Well, you know, it's really key for this team, and this year has been a very productive year, even though with eight players and a first-year head coach in Coquise, Washington, they've had some big wins, five of them in Big Ten play to be exact, and the last win of the season, the last in-conference win, was against Northwestern at home, 62-48 back in mid-February. So we look at the history this team has had versus Northwestern this season, the five wins they've had in Big Ten play. How does that show about the competition level we can see from this team, not just versus Northwestern, but against a possible team in the Fighting Illini, and maybe if they make a run versus many others in the conference?
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten's a really, really, really strong conference with a lot of really good teams. So, I mean, Northwestern has sadly struggled this year. So that matchup is going to be interesting because Rutgers is a team that's also struggled. I mean, they've played very well in most of their games. They show spurts of, you know, keeping up with teams, you know. The first one that comes to mind, I was in Bloomington, Indiana for that Rutgers versus Indiana game. And Indiana's been a team that's kind of ran the Big Ten all year long. And they led after a quarter and kept it to within, you know, a 10-point deficit after three quarters before Indiana really pulled away in the end. So they've shown a real ability to hang in there with a lot of these stronger opponents in the Big Ten. Even going all the way back to December, they played pretty well against Ohio State back when they were considered, you know, a consensus top five team in the country. So I think that ability to, you know, stick with pretty much every team that they play can help them in a setting that, you know, it's kind of not like anything that anyone's seen in the regular season, at least. I mean, if you win games, you know, you play the very next day and then so on and so forth. If you want to win the tournament, you got to win five games in 5 days, which is absolutely no small feat, especially for a smaller team. So I think the ability that Rutgers has shown this year to stay in games, especially against stronger opponents, that could serve them well.
Well, I mean, again, the big key all season long and for this tournament will be especially the conditioning and whether or not this team can play a full 40 minutes of action. They did that versus Northwestern, but they haven't done that in games like Indiana, Iowa,
you know, Maryland, Ohio State, so many teams you can name in general throughout the Big Ten Conference. But in some of these games where they've lost badly at the end of the day, in the first two, three quarters, they've played very competitive ball against some of the top teams in the conference. How can we see full 40-minute action and strong conditioning, strong play as a whole when it comes to every team they play and could play in this Big Ten tournament?
I mean, I think it starts on the defensive end. Rutgers has been pretty strong, even though the ranking in terms of points allowed per game may not show it. They've been pretty strong defensively for a lot of stretches. And I think it's just, you know, keeping that defensive intensity all the way up for all 40 minutes of the game, which is much easier said than done, especially, like I said, the Big Ten is an extremely talented conference with a lot of really good teams. So it's just keeping that defensive intensity up all 40 minutes. We saw when they played against a really, really good Michigan team last week in Ann Arbor. You know, Michigan was missing, you know, a piece or two due to injury, but still, they held a really good Michigan team to just 27 points in the first half, and they went on a, you know, a long scoring drought too. And Rutgers defense played extremely well in that point, and that kind of fed into their offense as well. And that's something that I think they're really going to have to try to focus on is, you know, getting good turning good defense into good offense. And whether that's getting into, you know, a fast break transition opportunity, which they love to do, they love to always get running and all that, or just, you know, stopping the opponent from scoring so they can set up their own half-court offense, which with freshman guard Kaylin Smichael leading the way and, you know, the rise of other pieces like, you know, guard Kai Carter, we can see them, you know, play complementary basketball.
Well, again, you know, there's been so many pieces on both sides of the ball. The piece that stands out all season long has been Kaylin Smichael, you know, Big Ten Freshman of the Week multiple times this season. 17.5 points a game she's averaged, and she was recently named to the All-Big Ten Freshman team and the second All-Big Ten team for this regular season. We look at a player like her, how is Smichael going to be the key piece to everything that happens? And whether she plays well or not, how will she pave the way for Rutgers to what they actually do this postseason?
Well, I think she does a really good job of playing complementary basketball, like I noted before, what they're going to have to do. You know, a lot of, you know, what she gets celebrated for is going to be on the offensive end, and it's very well deserved because she's a terrific shot creator and driver, and also is very good at setting up her teammates as well for open looks, which she's really, really good on the defensive end too. You know, probably her best trait on that end is, you know, kind of lulling the opposing offense to sleep and then jumping into the passing lanes and getting a steal and a full head of steam and just driving to the basket for an easy bucket. So I think she's going to be the one to spearhead that, you know, complimentary basketball that I noted before that they're going to have to play if they want to keep up with some of the better teams in this conference, and especially in her offensive game too. She's pretty much tremendous in all three levels of scoring. You know, she can really shoot from the outside. She's got great range, mid-range. You know, she really works that pick and roll well as the ball handler. And then when she drives, I mean, she's probably one of the strongest drivers on the team. And she can really, not only has the strength to get shots up and draw fouls, but really have an opportunity to, you know, get a 3-point play. And even if a foul doesn't get called, put a bucket in, even with some heavy defense. So I think she's kind of the engine, at least on offense, she's kind of the engine that, you know, makes this team go. But on defense, she plays a really good complementary role, you know, trying to get the ball back for her team.
We look at this team, and again, to end the regular season, three tough losses, two on the road, one at home on Senior Day. Their last win was versus Northwestern in mid-February. And they've had some tough losses in general all season long, whether it be at home or away from Jersey Mike's Arena. Postseason's a new start, a new slate of things to go on now, you know, going forward. They have this Northwestern team again. They could play the Fighting Illini in round two if they get there on Thursday. How does this team approach the postseason saying, forget about the past, don't worry about the losses, don't fixate yourself on a three-game losing streak to end the regular season? How do you start brand new in a brand new environment?
Well, I think you said it pretty well. It's pretty much a brand new season. You know, you got all the teams, you know, shuffled up in the order of the standings playing each other. And I think that's kind of the mindset you have to have is like, you know, everyone is 0-0 now. It doesn't matter what happened before. All that matters is what's happening now. And that's something that Coach Kokuis Washington really has to instill in her players along with her staff. You know, what we did before, you know, maybe a tough finish, three straight losses, that doesn't matter because everyone is 0-0. The playing field is even, at least in terms of, you know, where everyone stands in the conference. So, yeah, it's keeping up that mindset of, you know, everyone's on equal playing ground now. We're all playing in the same arena in the same tournament. So, you know, let's see what we can do.
And again, they're playing Northwestern. If there's one key to this game on Wednesday, what is it and why?
I think it's working the inside. That was something that when Rutgers played Northwestern way back when in February at Jersey Mike's Arena, and Northwestern got out to, you know, a pretty good lead, a double-digit lead in that first half.
Right.
A lot of it was on the inside. And Cassandra Brown and China Cornwell are two great talents down low. You know, China Cornwell's been one of the strongest rebounders in the conference all year. I believe she finished in the top five in the regular season of rebounds per game. And Cassandra Brown showed a really, really well-rounded skill set, especially as a center. You know, she can shoot from the outside. She's capable of it. She's a good passer, and she's a really good runner to the rim too. So I think it's, you know, working the inside and getting the advantage there, really working the offensive glass, and that's something that China Cornwell is really, really strong with. It's going to be working the inside, not only on offense but on defense, limiting opportunities, limiting fouls. That was something that we saw against Michigan. Rutgers kind of got into a little bit of foul trouble in that game, but started to stave it off a little bit in that second half as they looked to stay close. But yeah, it's going to be working the inside and, you know, even playing an inside-outside game. Like we said, Kaylin Smichel is one of the better drivers on the team, so maybe trying to work an inside-outside game with her, maybe find Cassandra Brown outside for some surprise threes that may catch the Northwestern defense off guard. But I think it starts on the inside on offense and defense.
So we'll see how it all plays out. Alec Krafthammel, he'll be on the call when Rutgers does battle with Northwestern to kick off the Big Ten tournament March 1st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Alec, thanks a lot for the time today.
Thank you for having me. Let's see what Rutgers can do.
Back here on Inside Rutgers Athletics, the Roundtable Podcast, Christian Vasquez and Alex Carbonati alongside with you on whichever platform you use to get your podcast from. Christian, here we are again, and the women's team for Rutgers women's basketball, right around the corner, they'll be kicking off things in the Big Ten tournament. They're in Minneapolis. Their first matchup is versus Northwestern at the Target Center. And, you know, the key piece all season long, the best player you can say without a question, has been Kaylin Smichel, freshman from Farmingdale, New York, averaging 17.5 points a game in 30 games this season. She started 17 of the 30 in the 2022-2023 regular season. And with her phenomenal play, multi-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week throughout the year, and was recently named to the All-Big Ten Freshman Team and the second All-Big Ten team for the regular season this year. So we look at Kaylin Smichel, and we talk about a face, a future, a key player. She has been the face for this program all season long. How is she going to continue that in the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, it's been great to see her development throughout the year. You know, I called the first game of the year this year, and, you know, you see a freshman being able to kind of, you know, work her way up through the season and become the face of the franchise, essentially.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, it's a, you know, that's big pressure on a freshman.
Sure.
Especially, and, you know, now she has these accolades. You only go up from here. You're going to want even more accolades. You're going to want to, you know, win championships for Rutgers as well, just win more games in the Big Ten. And she's just been a powerhouse. That's the biggest thing I've seen with Kaylin this year, especially just the way she's been able to adapt throughout the season, being a leader now on this team, especially, you know, as a freshman with a lot of players who really didn't get that much playing time in past years.
Right.
To be a freshman and have that kind of role on a team with also a first time at Rutgers and Coach Reese Washington now as the head coach, you know, it's a whole different kind of
right. Atmosphere
to be in. So it's big for Kaylin to get there.
And again, there's been some tough losses. There's been some big wins, big moments, thanks to Kaylin Smichel. I mean, she's had multiple 20-point games this year. A lot of her 20-point performances have led to big wins at home and on the road for Rutgers throughout, not just the regular season, out of conference, but in Big Ten play specifically. The one that comes to mind was Minnesota. And even though she fouled out in that game, she still put up 20 points and they beat the Golden Gophers at Williams Arena. She'll be back in Minnesota, this time playing at the Target Center to kick off the postseason. But, you know, you look at her and it's just an incredible way to kick off her year. And believe it or not, Christian, in her first season alone, and again, we haven't started the postseason yet, she already has over 500 career points as a freshman, as a first-year player, as a Rutgers women's basketball player in the Big Ten Conference. That stat alone, and that tells the tale right there about how historic she's been in only 1 year here at Rutgers.
Yeah, for sure. That's the, you know, do you expect her to be able to adapt on an 8-woman roster this year? You know, that's the expectation. You know, they needed her to play a lot of minutes. And for her to put up over 500 points, you know, get those accolades this year was huge for her, especially for just her development, her confidence as a player. You know, you're playing this way in your freshman year, you're going to want to keep that up for the rest of your career and, you know, collegiate basketball. So it's a big step for her to take. And I think she's super comfortable in the way she is scoring defensively, she's great as well. You know, she just has tooled all her stuff very quickly throughout the year. You know, she was put under pressure and she, you know, rolled with the punches.
No, she has for sure. And again, just a remarkable, remarkable campaign. And it tells a lot about the way a first-year head coach in Coquise, Washington was able to bring her on board for this freshman to do what she's been able to do. How much of it is also the first-year head coach in Coquise, Washington, bringing Kaylene in, giving her the chance, and giving her multiple opportunities to shine and stand out in the way Smichael has this year?
Yeah, I think it's also a big off-the-court thing as well. With the, you know, we can see that Coquise, Washington is a good coach. They got more wins in the Big Ten this year than they did last year with a full capable roster. You know, off-the-court as well, you know, you have eight women who are, you know, haven't played at this level at all, essentially, for the most part. So you're going to want this team to have, you know, a lot of team bonding off the court to, you know, translate that on the court as well. And quickly, you know, these players are going from playing, you know, sub 10 minutes to playing 30 minutes a game. So you need both the on the court issues to go away very quickly and, you know, the off the court stuff to just come all together. It's an all around thing, you know, and Coquise sees that as well. You see how good of a coach she is on the court, but off the coach, you can see the camaraderie that she has with these women. And, you know, she's going to keep that going with this program for the next couple of years.
No, for sure. And again, Kaylene Smichael being your key piece, that the camaraderie, the relationship, not just on the court, but off the court, definitely tells the tale of what they've been able to do in 2022-2023. And, you know, one last thing before we say so long, it really is remarkable just in general with Kaylene Smichael about all of what she's been able to do. She's the first player in Rutgers women's basketball history, not just to be on the Big Ten all-freshman team, but to be on the second all-Big Ten team. A freshman doing that, a freshman getting the freshman award, a freshman being on a second Big Ten team all together or first or what have you. She is the only player in history to do that in the what since Rutgers has been in the Big Ten Conference. That tells enough right there. How can she take all of these historic moments and accomplishments, how can that translate for her specifically into the Big Ten tournament where it's a postseason atmosphere, it's a different ball game, it's a different scenario? How is she going to carry it in? How is she going to lead the charge for this team in Minneapolis?
It's going to be very important for her to just take over. She knows she can kind of get that ball and get the score whenever she really wants to. That's her game. She's really good at drawing the contact on the inside. She's great at free throw shooting. She knows she can get those and-one opportunities plenty of times. She does it all the time. So she just has to have a great shooting day. She knows exactly what to do. Don't get complacent. You know you've won these awards. You know you were probably going to win these awards with the way you've been playing, especially in Big Ten play, probably averaging about 20 points per game in Big Ten play itself. You know, she's got to stick to her game. She knows exactly what she can do, and as a leader of this team in the postseason play, it's going to be even more of a different atmosphere for her to adjust to. This is her first time in probably a professional arena like this going and playing. This is the last game. Could be the last game of your season. You got to go all out for this one.
For sure, indeed. Kaylene Smichael has been going all out all season long and 30 games played, 17 started, 17.5 points a game the freshman has scored from Farmingdale, New York. Multiple Big Ten Freshman of the Week awards. She's been the captain of the offense, the leading scorer. Multiple games she's put up over 20 points in the majority of her games this year. She's found herself in double figures. And Kaylene Smichael to end the regular season on the Big Ten All-Freshman team and on the second All-Big Ten team for the 2022-2023 regular season. Kaylene Smichael and company get set for the Big Ten tournament on March 1st when their first matchup is versus Northwestern at Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For Christian Vasquez, for the rest of our crew, that's all we have for today's episode of Inside Rutgers Athletics, The Roundtable. I'm Alex Carbonati saying so long for now. Thanks so much for joining us as we're posting our episodes every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on whichever platform you use to get your podcast from.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.